dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. You need to tune in to dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. Come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career.
Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day!
Yeah, yeah. It is hump day, man. It is a hump day. And I have to do it every freaking Wednesday and every freaking Monday. We bring your life to the best live. For every Wednesday show, it's the hump day at the dust edition. And, of course, you know, shout out to the boy, my boy, the camel. You know, letting everybody know what day it was. But, you know, I have to do it every hump day at the dust. We always remind you. Our very special public service announcement, and that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, so, yes, definitely make sure you guys know that it always in full effect. And you know, on our show, we always bring you some hot music, some hot news, some hot mess, and, of course, some hot interviews, too. And today is no different. We got this very beautiful, talented model / TV host, my girl Patu Loca, is going to be in the building today. Can't wait to chop it up with her. She's going to be telling us how she's able to balance being a promotional model and a media personality on both TV and radio, respectively. So definitely can't wait to chop it up with her. It's definitely an honor. She's been, like, psyched for this for weeks upon weeks. And that's what we love, man. We love the energy when people bring that energy to the show. It's a great look and definitely a very, very humbling for yourself. So I definitely appreciate it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do one of the things to do best, and that's bring out some music. So we're going to go to a quick music break. And then we cover this music break. We're going to go ahead and give y'all a little bit of hot news for, you know, the interview. So that would do it right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. All right, the first track we're going to bring you out today, you know, this is for all the people that want to be crafts and apparel and shopping bar vice grip for putting this song out, because that's how I be feeling. I be feeling some type of way behind some of these people. So here we go.
Against each other, more than all we had to each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Rubbing a barrel, so bad man. Another human life just to eat your meal. about a corruption. Robbing a barrel, so bad man.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the Dust Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, shout out to my girl, Entice Diamante. Always showing your boy some love. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So. All right, now, let's go ahead and go in on, you know, I always bring out some of the hottest mess and the hottest news around the world. So, of course, I'm bringing a little bit of that, as we usually do. So, first story, it's a big news. And for some ladies, it might be dun, dun, dun. And for some ladies, you know, they might just not really be too much time. But, you know, we go ahead and put it out there to some people. It can be sad. Okay, ladies. Teddy J's still here. I'm not getting married to you anytime soon, but hey, it is what it is. All right, so everybody, you know, just according to MediaTeka.com, which is the most visited urban website in the world. One of the top stories is apparently someone that got secretly married. One, I wonder who. And it seems like they want to be slow with me today. Shout out to Media Takeout being slow today. Slow what? All right, while we wait on that Media Takeout story, I'm going to go ahead and go. As I said, I got a couple of Media Takeout ones I got to share with y'all. But while they going extra slow today, we're going to go ahead and go to my other favorite site, Clumsy Crooks. And that is clumsycrooks.com. Which I made my own tagline for the site, where you find the dumbest criminals and the dumbest cops in the world right here on one site, clumsycrooks.com. Check it out. You laugh your ass off, literally. Your ass is like literally going to just pop off and walk away. That's how crazy some of the stuff be on here. All right, so, first crazy story of the day. Y'all bear with me. A man has been busted for selling pot and Rice Krispie treats. He is being charged $513. out of Seattle police were pretty cool to hand out bags of Doritos, but apparently they were straight up cops when it came to Rice Krispie treats that contained a little treat, if you know what I mean. Not too much, but just a little bit of pot. But anyways, he wasn't busted for dealing. It's pretty illegal, you know, it is pretty illegal all the way around. It just, this guy decided that, you know, he decided to get out some little Rice Krispie treats. $3 pop. Okay, so I'm going to give y'all in all in on what's going on. So there's some bags of Doritos being handed out. Da 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 da. Report says officers marshmallow one man buzz near Memphis Saturday. I'm citing him with a hefty fine selling weeded up Rice Krispie treats on the street. Around 5:30 p.m., bike patrol officers were rolling around the streets outside Hempfest, making sure street vendors had all the proper permits. When they spotted men sitting in the chairs selling the Rice Krispies treats for $3 near Elliott Avenue and Bay Street. When the officers asked the man if the treats were laced with marijuana, he told them that they contained a little. Not too much, but a little. And of course, the man didn't have any license for his roadside snack shop. So the officers wrote the man a $513 ticket for unlicensed vending and seized his stash of 94 Rice Krispie squares, which apparently they smelled like pot and they destroyed them. Now, they say to destroy them. By destroy, what do they mean destroy? Because that's a, you know, they could just be, you know, they could just be feeding us something. They could have been, you know, eating them Rice Krispie treats up or whatever. I don't know. Y'all be the judge on that one. I personally, they were eating them. But, hey, to each his own. And to kind of put that in perspective, it was a thing, again, called Hemp Fest. So it was fine to have as long as you had the proper licenses to sell it. Inside the venue, it just guy randomly selling his chair outside the venue. This boy got him in trouble, and he didn't have lights on him either, so he pretty much just, you know, screwed the hell up, you know. I understand about your quick buck, but, man, bro, if you're going to do that, man, you got a chance to do it illegally. You need to do it right, man, because some people are going to be on your left and right. So I need you to think about that, man. But $513, and you can't sell your stash? Dang, that's messed up, man. I don't know. He might. I'm about to give him one. Even though I feel like I'm gonna give another person this award later. So let me go ahead and give him the award. Some crickets. Give him the crickets. And yeah, I mean seriously, like bro, you got a chance to legally just take the proper precautions. Make sure you can do it because obviously you're at a venue that people were obviously partaking in it. So. Common sense says, handle up on that, bro. Handle up on that. All right, so the next crazy story we got going on, and wow. I don't know which one I'm going to go. This guy pulls a knife on the cop, or a woman who was arrested after calling 911. Oh, yeah, let's go this way. I love this one better. I'm not even going, because this is just so stupid that it's not a hump day about an idiot doing the most. And this New Hampshire woman, I mean, Hookset to be exact, she was arrested for calling 911 10 times on this month. And the police decided that she went too far. And over the weekend, she was arrested for calling 911, asking for a pin. Yes, people, if y'all remember the story about the other day, that even in Japan, they don't even play about that. Don't just be calling 911 just because, man. Like, that stuff, that is a criminal offense, man. Don't just use it just to be asking for dumb stuff because you're going to get yourself caught up. But neither here or there, that's a few of our stories for the day. But we got a very special woman that I want to go ahead and bring into the building. Very talented. You know, make a lot of big moves. And did I mention she's very beautiful? I want everybody to give a warm welcome to my girl, Tattoo Loca. Hello. What's up?
Nothing much. Just excited. I'm like so nervous. I could not sleep for 4 days. And I am now like, you know, having like a drink of poison to try to chill me out a little bit. I'm kind of crunk.
You know, it's cool because you're glad to have you. That's definitely an honor. You know, you've been putting in work. You've been, I mean, dang, she's been having this interview posted everywhere. She even had it posted in Jupiter. That's how hard she was going for it. And definitely, you know, definitely love that enthusiasm and definitely glad to have you on the show today.
Oh, well, thank you. It was crazy because I was so, like, on it. I even found myself posting in websites, Russian websites, German websites, Middle Eastern websites, and they're looking like, of course the guys are going to ask, like, what is this? Because they, you know, they see the naked photo, half naked, not all the way naked, but half naked photo. But I'm like, no, you got to tune in. You got to click this link, 11 o'clock Eastern time, and you'll be able to find me.
Exactly. You know what's crazy? You know, a lot of people, like, you know, you posted those sites, but that's not necessarily a weird thing because, you know, we have people that listen all around the world. And there's people who even called in. People even called in for those areas you just mentioned, like Russia and Germany and stuff, and being guests and stuff. It throws you off. You're like, dang it, man. This person's like in a whole other part of the world. And they, you know, it's crazy. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that. And that's one thing we're going to be talking about with you, too, because, you know, you showing that you know how to think outside the box, not just thinking a city, just one area. You was really getting outside the box. So, first off, what we got to know is how you actually got started, like, how you actually get started to your career.
How did I honestly get started was my mom was like, when she first came to America, she was a face model because she was too short. And her friend would always give her all this money when she would babysit me, but my mom had no idea she was entering me in all these baby pageants in Brooklyn and things and in New York. And so later down the line when I was in my teens and all these model agencies were contacting me, my mom, based on what she was going through when she first came to America, you know, with the whole drug situation, she was like, I can't let my daughter do it. And at the same time, because I was like super developed at a very young age, like in fifth grade, like boobs and everything, they just wanted to put me in more adult-type stuff, and she was like, not my little girl. I know she looked like a woman, but no. And then so, like, you know, I was very shy, so I really never was into entertainment or anything like that. But somehow, some way, I kept getting pulled in until, but the funny thing is a lot of my closest friends were rappers, producers, promoters and things. And then they would tell me, like, man, it's so funny how it comes easy for you, but we work hard, and maybe you should take this as a blessing and actually go for it. And that's what made me go for it. So I started doing my dance crew in Chi-Town, Haitian Connection and stuff with my sisters and all the other girls that weren't Haitian, but like from the West Indies or American and stuff. We go to the club, pop it and drop it and get on flyers and everything. And from there, that's how I ended up doing dancing to hosting TV, doing red carpets to now, like, now I'm with you guys.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk about each of those areas, too. First off, with dancing, you know, like, what kind of dancing, what type of dance were you doing? Like, what are you specializing? You know, of course, I know because you got that Caribbean flavor. You got, you know, I know you're bringing that to the table. What all do you do? Like, what all do you bring to the table when it comes to dancing? And, you know, what's like the best event or best experience you've had while you were dancing, too?
What's the best experience I've ever had while dancing?
Yeah.
You know what? The best experience I've actually ever had was from this one DJ that has his own radio show in Chi-Town on 88.1 radio. By me dancing and doing all the, and I'm not talking about stripper dancing, I'm talking about like in the Caribbean setting, dancers are completely different. It's just like how to hip hop, you have like the dance crews and stuff that will come in and smash up the spot. And it's the same way in reggae. But my greatest experience was because everyone already knew me and everything, it got me access to meet all of my favorite greatest artists like Lady Saw. And the one that made me like really cry hard was meeting Stephen and Damian Marley. And the reason it made me cry was because like I remember back in Brooklyn, we used to listen to his father's tracks. My dad and my mom was like, that was like the music we would every Sunday, all day from early in the morning, getting ready for church to the time we come home, while my dad's playing basketball in the alley with his friends. That's all we used to listen to. And so to think that I'm a little girl growing up listening to his dad and I would eventually and actually meet this guy twice, I was just blown away. I didn't even believe it was possible. So that's why I was like, woohoo, like the stars are aligned for me on this one.
And when you met him, you know, you said you got to do it. Just almost in tears. Like when you met him, you know, when you acting like real crazy. Like, oh my God, oh my God. When you more, you know, you more like relaxed, but inside,
no, you know,
kind of starstruck. How was your reaction towards him?
My reaction was more like calm. And the only reason it was calm was because I always, for people who know me, I get super excited over the little things. And as you knew when you was getting to know me, like, whoa, okay, calm down. But the funniest thing was, I remember the very first time I got my first hosting gig, and that was for a hip-hop show. And in that hip-hop show, the first artist I had to interview was Genuine. And I was, like, so geeked, so happy. And when I came upstairs, like, because it was this club that they had in Chi-Town that they shut down because, you know, it was all over the news for people who got hurt and everything. And in that club, I can't believe I can't remember the name of it, but in that same club, I was, like, all excited, like, oh, I can't wait to see him. I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? Hey! And then because I saw so many girls get butt crazy, I was like, man, they look so crazy doing that. And it made me realize, like, do not do that when you meet him. And then when I got to sit next to him and talk to him, and this girl showed him a picture of her meow meow, and he, like, closed the picture and gave it back, like, I don't want this. I was like, okay, well, I could still get hyped, but not too hyped. Not that hyped. So... From that first interview I ever did, it showed me like you can be excited for your fan, like for the person that you're a big fan of, but you just can't get too crazy with it because sometimes being too crazy will get you thrown off the line or not being able to meet that celebrity because you get too crunk. Like, you know, and it can be scary. People are crazy nowadays. Some of them.
Right, and that's why some of them become fans of yourself too. Like when you do that, because there's people in here like KO from Team and Kale stuff. I was like, I'm like excited. I'm like, oh man, he's gonna be on the show. I'm excited like crazy. And we was on the show. It was like it was a best friend I was catching up with that I hadn't heard from in so long. So like you said, that's people don't realize that. Like, stop. It's cool to be like geek, but don't like be acting bopper. You know, that's what makes us just acting bopper. And being a fan, you being a bopper. Because the thing is, and I know why Genuine felt that way. If he wasn't famous, would you still show him that picture? That's what the question is. Not more so knowledge necessary that you show him the picture. It's about, if I wasn't famous, would you still show that same genuine concern and genuine love like you are now? So I understand how celebrities feel, even if it's on my level. Some of the people I got to deal with.
You know, the crazy thing is being in the behind the scenes of music since 2004, I can honestly say a good 80% of the artists, may they be singers or whatever, actors or whatever, the way their persona that they have on television or their videos and stuff, in all honesty, in real life, they're really not like that. They're very chill, quiet, reserved, you know, and stuff like that. It's like a lot of people forget that, you know, they have two ways of living. They have their everyday life that they're the person that they are, and then they have their entertainment selves, you know, where you got to bring it up more. You can't, like, no one's going to sit there, listen, or watch some everyday, today, regular, basic person. They're going to want this person to be high energy, high everything. And they keep forgetting that, you know, there's nothing wrong with being happy, excited for the person that you're seeing, but you got to kind of, like, you know, not be too hyped where you're scaring them. That's the, that's the fine line over there.
Like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I only did that one time, but it was worth it. It was worth it. because I did it.
You had an oh my God moment. Oh no.
Let me tell you something, okay? The only person I did that for was the coach of the Bulls, the guy that's the coach of the Bulls right now. I was going on Access Channel 19 for interviews, and on the way going there to do an interview for Ninja TV, I saw this guy, because Money Coach is this rapper that I used to work with and everything like that, and he was telling me, I think there's some NBA thing going on there, because I see tall guys walking in. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Let's just go to the show. No, come on in. I mean, look at how you look like. They're going to let you in. And so I'm walking past trying to figure out what it is, and I see him, but I'm like, man, I know you from somewhere. I just don't know where. I let the Chi-Town hood come out. I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, what? Oh, my goodness. Is that you? Oh, my gosh. He was just laughing so hard. I ended up talking to him for, like, 30 whole minutes. Him and his, like, assistants and security was just laughing so hard. That security even checked me going up the stairs, even up into the gala event that they had and everything. I was like, whoa, hey. You know, I guess it's all about personality and how you carry yourself. But that was my ghetto hood, like, oh, my Jesus, oh, my moment. And I didn't even get his name. I didn't even remember his name, but his face. And I felt so bad because I put out too many other names that wasn't him. But I knew it was him. So, sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay, so, go on some more. Quick, tell us a little bit about your...
Oh, yeah, I know it.
And, of course, you told us about your dancing and whatnot now, moving to the other side. You know, like you said, you kind of give us a little bit about the media side now. Which one do you like more? Do you like doing radio are doing TV more, and why? Which one? Why do you love one over another?
You know what? You're gonna laugh at me when I say this. I used to love. I love both of them equally, but I can say with the radio, I can look as jacked as I want. I don't have to look sexy. My hair cannot be combed, and I can just walk out in my pajamas and just call it a day. But because I do a show, I gotta dress up. I gotta look nice. And I can't even repeat the outfit. I learned that the hard way on some of the shows I did because, like, when I repeat outfits, people would tune in and see that outfit and assume it's a rerun. And it's like, no. I'm like, no, it's not a rerun.
You make you self-conscious. You be having to watch this. You be like, okay, now if I do wear something, I got to change it up and change the stuff around it and make it not look like it's somebody already had or something before.
No, you know what? Let me say, I don't know. The difference between island people, they pay attention. I've had dudes recognize my thongs. They recognize the fabric. They recognize the color. They even recognize if it had rhinestones on the back or not. Thank God I have so many underwear that I could wear two or three pairs a day for a whole year. But I literally had a dude do that to me. And I was like, because he sat there and was like, man, I saw you on Wednesday night. You had this one thong. And on Friday night, I like that little star with the little diamond bit, you know, shaking in the middle of the heart. And I was like, it's impossible for him to remember that. And when I went through my hamper, I was like, damn, dude got it right. Like, you didn't see all them.
Was he watching that? See, the question is, was he watching your thongs or was he watching what was behind the thong? That was him trying to say that he was paying attention to the clothes, but that was his way of saying, hey, low key, I was really looking at your butt.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, okay, wow. I mean, if I could make some money selling my thongs, I guess I would. I don't know. I just thought it was crazy. I'm like, so, you know, one thing I can say about people, and especially in this business, they have no censorship in the mouth. Like, they say some things that's like, man, when I was where I come from and where I was raised, like, there's things you can say and there's things you just don't say because it makes you look creepy or sound weird or something, but it doesn't feel.
My mouth doesn't know control. It says whatever the heck you want to say. You got some people on here, you don't see. When I say something, if I say something on this show, I know I said it, and I'm not going to take. You know how a lot of people, they say something, they take it back. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so said it. You said it. I mean, you say yes. I mean, if you're sorry for more so of how, you know, I'm sorry for how you felt about it. But I meant what I said. You know, that's how I'm a person. I'm a person. Once it's out there in the air, and especially this show is recorded, it's out there. So I ain't for sitting here in front like I ain't mean something.
You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is, I was so excited, but I was kind of scared. Because some, like, I'm in so many different social media websites, and a lot of the emails that I get from mainly guys and some girls be so, like, out there. And in my mind, I'm kind of thinking, like, Lord knows what kind of questions he's going to ask me. But then at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I'm Papi Loca. Go ahead. Throw me the best. Give me, like, I'm not scared. I'll answer anything. Everything.
Yeah, I heard that, right? I heard her say she was
I'm a thug.
Anything,
I'm a thug.
Right?
This is Loca.
I had to change my mind. I had to switch to crazy mode. Because it's about to get real. That, you just challenged me now. You just brought it up. I was playing nice. Now I'm going to play.
No. Ooh. Ooh. No, let me take this. And that's the crazy thing.
That was the nice side. That was the crazy part hasn't happened. All the crazy stuff hasn't even happened yet. So, it's going to get Loca on here.
Yes, it is. Because, you know what, some of the questions I get is like freaky questions, sexual questions. And then some of them is like, okay, quirky. But that's why I was like, you know what, since this is my first time in a long time being on the radio, you might as well lay it on me, and lay it on me thick, because you know I'm a thick sister.
I know how to lay it on a person, though. I'm messing with it, Lord. All right, so before I get really crazy on you, first off, we got to move to the modeling side. Basically, for me, it was reading your story and reading the bios and just chopping up, seeing some of the stuff you've been doing. Modeling kind of happened on accident. No, of course, back even when you were younger, but as far as like in your old, like you being an adult now, it kind of helped happen on accident more or so?
Yeah, it happened more on accident because when I started off on Bamonting TV, and that's like a reggae show that still comes on in Chi-Town, because I have such a free spirit, I'm so goofy and so down to earth. When people see me, because I look so exotic at times, people assume, okay, exotic looking female, either freaky or a bitch. And so after people see me on the air and see how goofy and funny and how, like, when I interview celebrities, like, I get down to the nitty gritty, they were like, okay. But the owner of the show felt like, okay, well, we need to bring back that sexiness because people see you so goofy and playful that they're forgetting that you're sexy because you're just so pretty much girl next door. We need them to see a girl next door, but they want to fuck you too. So I was like, okay. All right. I'm like, okay, so, you know. So, but then I'm looking like, okay, I host the show. So I look like, you know, sexy, but not too sexy because I can't have my titties hanging out with the mic interviewing a celebrity. But then at the same time, when I'm doing my dance crew thing, I'm very sexy. Like I don't have clothes on. You know, there's times my clothes would come, like, unravel at me and on me at clubs and stuff because I would, like, create my little stuff and, you know. But thick sisters can vouch for me with this. When you thick and you juicy, and I'm talking about real juicy, you can't just walk around wearing just anything because fabric does not support thick sisters like that. Like, you got to double or triple up that fabric sometimes. But I don't know. It happened by accident because he wanted me to be more sexy. Did a few shoots.
So you had a Janet Jackson moment?
Oh, the Janet Jackson with the hand?
Where she had a nip slip.
Oh, you know what? I was actually out with this. I was actually out with my boyfriend, and I had it was a military affair that they had, and it was like from Jam Down's promotions or productions. I had on a diamond bra, literally, like a diamond bra, very, not that much on it, just diamonds, clustered around my neck and everything. And here I am, breaking my back, you know, booty popping, rolling, whining, and daggering and stuff. And the things just fell apart. But luckily, the light wasn't shining on me. when I dropped down to the floor to do my pop. So, and then luckily I always carry extra safety pins. So that safety pin, I was able to safety pin it around my neck and keep it rolling. But that taught me never to wear material that is not fabric, and don't ever walk out of your house without having safety pins attached to somewhere inside the pool for protection.
Wow, that sounds like wow. All right, so no, now I'm about to get real. Now, as far as how should I get you first? Any, mini, money, mo, any, mini. Bam. Okay, first one. I got the. I reached into the box of craziness. All right, so first off, why is it no? This isn't necessarily crazy, but you know, how did you get the name Patu Loca?
You know, the funny thing is a lot of people who are close to me and things like that know me and know my family and stuff, Patu is actually my middle name. I've been called Patu all of my life, you know what I'm saying? And that's only because, like, when, you know, a lot of people don't know that my dad is, like, a Afro-Cuban, which means he's dark chocolate, and Cubans come black, too, you know? And he wanted a boy so bad, but, you know, because I was, like, his firstborn, and I ended up being a girl. And he was like, well, you know, since it was high risk for my mom, chances are I don't know if we're going to have another kid, but this kid's going to be named Patu. You know, but my first name ended up being Patricia. But when I started going to school, people kept calling me Patty, Trish, Trisha, and Patricia. Stuff. And they used to annoy me because I'm like, I'm at home. That's not what they call me. And my dad used to tell me, it's not that big of a deal. You're lucky because your name is so popular that it comes in different languages. I'm like, that's not what I wanted. So I just stuck with Patu because I'm like, Patty, Trish, Patty Cake. You know, it's like, what is that? You know, that doesn't even make sense. But Patu, I'm like, it's hard to butcher that. And when I would go for my normal 9-to-5, if it was a customer that had a complaint or whatever, they couldn't really complain because they couldn't pronounce my name. So they just were like, whatever. They just leave. Because they're like, I don't know what that is. I don't know how to pronounce that. It is what it is. I'm just going to come back when I don't see her with that name tag. And just like that. But Loca, actually, I got Loca because I was like, damn, Patu. I always wanted to use Patu for my for all the shows that I did before, but a lot of the people felt like Patu is too masculine, it's too aggressive, and everything like that. And so they ended up giving me Petra and everything, because at that time I was always wearing braids and, you know, I was more tough and things. But at the same time, I'm looking like a lot of Jamaicans are giving me hassle because they think that I'm trying to impersonate a Jamaican or trying to be a Jamaican. And I'm like, no, anyone who knows me and anyone who asks will know that I'm Haitian and Cuban. So I don't, nothing against Jamaicans. I love Jamaicans and the culture and everything. But it's like, that was just the name that was just given because I did TV. When I was able to do Patu, I was like, Patu just sounds too much like a perfume or cologne or like something sexual, like Patu. So I was like, damn, I need something to lighten up that you part of Patu. So I was like, I got to think of something. My dad used to make fun of how crazy I was and how rambunctious and wild. I'm like, Loca. And then Shakira came on with that Loca song. I'm like, bam, Patu Loca, finished. A rap.
Yeah, so now I have the perfume sound and craziness at the end. Patu Loca.
Yeah, crazy. But you know, the funny thing is, in some different countries and stuff, Patu means so many different things. Like Patu means like a paddle that you use to spank and whoop with. And then Patu also means owl, night owl. So that's, I'm like, whoa. I guess
so
it's
famous so
all night.
Let me guess. You're a night owl and you're like doing sprinting.
That's all like perfect fit. That's why I say people, when you name your kids, like how they did back in the day, when you would name your kids, you would pick the name that your kid would live. That my dad did good. He picked the right name.
Okay, well, y'all just learned some freaky story. Y'all just learned some freaky about it. She likes getting spankings. Okay, so I'm about to bring up a very juicy topic. And this is what you talked about on your YouTube channel, which I definitely, I remember I read a video. I was like, yeah, that's why I like a lot of those island women. Maybe sure do fit that to that category. Yeah, so as far as you got to tell people the top 10 reasons that they should date a Haitian / Cuban and or whatever woman.
Yes, because you know what the crazy thing is? For some reason, it's like in America, if you're a black person that looks exotic or has somewhat of an accent, they assume you're either Jamaican or African. And I'm like, there are so many other countries on this planet other than those two countries. I never get African. I always get Jamaican. And that's why I was like, you know, but one thing I can say is out of all the men that I've run across, been friends with and gotten to know, when they would find out that I'm either two, they would be like, damn, you know, Haitian girls are super freaky and they cook for you and, you know, all the great things. And then I would hear the same thing about Cuban women. But then I would have guys that would be like, damn, you're both? Oh, my gosh. Some of them would be kind of fearful because they're like, man, you're going to be extra spicy, extra fiery. And I'm like, yeah, of course I am, you know. But at the same time, it's like, you got to be able to. I'm like, oh, state, you're in good hands, baby.
Yeah.
And that's what the thing was. When I did the top 10 countdown, it was basically based off of how all the things that I've heard from men that I've dated that told me like, man, this is what I love and appreciate the most about you compared to other women that I've dated. And then, and I also compiled that list based on everything that I heard from guys over the years when it came to Haitian women or Cuban women or both mixed or just island women in general. So that's why I was like, you know, especially going on online and on websites and stuff, you don't really see them talk about Cuban women or Haitian women at all. That's why I was like, yeah, you know, this is a more positive upbeat video. I'm going to do this video and let people know, like, Haitian women are not like what they make it seem like, one eye with three teeth in their mouth, you know, burying some guy's drawers in the back of the yard. Because that's not, Haitian people don't do that. So I don't know where that came from. And then not only that, like, Cuban women are not, like, salsa dancing all day. And it's like, come on, like, we're like everybody else. We're just more spicy. That's it. In a different way.
Right. And I mean, and I speak to me a lot of times, you know, a lot of times you talk to some of these island chicks or some chicks, the African chicks or whatever, you do get that different vibe. And so they get, it's like they have more, it's like because it seems like it's more culturally accepted to be more in touch with your sexuality and not feel like you have to go, oh my God, don't do too much or people are going to do something about me. Y'all don't do that. Y'all be on some other, let's not act all shy, whatever it is, what it is. If I feel some type of way, I feel some type of way.
You know what? I think it's mainly because, like, when you're an island person, or even though I'm the first born generation American here from both my parents, they, when you come from, maybe from, you know, Europe or whatever, you come self-aware. Like, your parents educate you to be self-aware. So it's almost like you can't feel peer pressure, you can't feel judged or anything, like you don't take it personally because you feel like I'm in a class of my own. Not saying that I'm better, but you can't apply your judgment and things like that on me when I know better, when I know based on where I come from, this is accepted, this is normal. You just don't know about it. So it doesn't affect you. It kind of makes you feel like instead of being judgmental, you should try to understand why I'm like this and stuff like that, but no. Being sexy as a woman is a great thing. But for some reason here, it's almost like as if you're a woman who's sexy and you know it and you show it, not in a slutty way or anything, but you know you're sexy. You know you got a hot body and you know, like, hey, I'm sexy and so what? I want to wear a Daisy Dukes today and I want to have a bikini top with some stilettos and what? You know, but it's almost like people want to judge you for that. And it's like, come on.
It's a two-way sword because some of them mess it up. You could be a guy, you know, this whole thirsty movement that everybody's thirsty. Like, some people, okay, I feel the comment of some people, but sometimes some people are just genuinely making nice comments that, you know, hey, man, you look good. My thing is this, if you don't want nobody to see, then don't put pictures on Facebook. Other than that, if somebody takes time out to say something nice about you, be appreciative. I mean, you got to suck up to them, but be appreciative because there's a woman that's somewhere around crying in the corner because she wants to be noticed.
Well, no,
and
see, to me, like,
great.
How I see it is that, of course, I know, like, depending on what you're doing, you're going to get certain attention. But what to me is kind of funny is that when I do post my pictures from shoots and things or whatnot, I will get like positive feedback from women and men. But at the same time, you get those guys that take it to the left, like, ooh, well, can I have a naked picture of you or send me a sexy pic? Like, dude, all my sexy pics are on Facebook or on Twitter or whatever. Like, look, you could Google it. And that's as far as it's going to go. I'm not the type of chick to take a photo of myself butt naked and send it to you because that's not what it's about. You know, it's just about, like, I don't understand how guys think that women that are on covers of, like, Honey or Black Tail Magazine and stuff like that, for some reason they have in their mind that this woman is just sex and sexy. But the thing that I do appreciate about you and about I Am So Divine and things is that not only are you guys showing that, damn, she hot, like other websites and magazines like Honey and things like that, they let the guys see, like, look, Black women and women of color are just sexy. Thick body chicks, even though in America they're trying to make it seem like anorexic, fake boobs and stuff is the thing, they keep it authentic. Like, women of color are sexy. Thick, no matter how thick you are, just as long as you got a thin waist, you're still sexy. And you could be sexy and be educated. You could be sexy and be smart. You could be sexy and have a down-to-earth personality. And that's what I appreciate the most about what you do and people like you, that you guys show that, look, just because a girl's sexy don't mean she's a dumbass. Just because a titty's so big doesn't mean she got a raisin for a brain. That doesn't even make sense to me when people think like that. But it's like, you know. And especially right. When I'm talking to people and they're like, whoa, you're very intelligent. You're very smart. Like, yeah, I'm college educated. Why would I not be? You know,
what? You got to realize, too, a lot of the very successful models, a lot of them got some degrees behind them and stuff. They got to, like, a lot of people not realizing that. There's a lot. Even people like Kubota Lust, you know, everybody's like, oh, my God, man, she's bad. She's a bad chick on World Star Hip Hop, da, da, da. But when she came on the show and she was sharing everybody, you really get to see, and that's what I like to see, because all these other interviews are about, damn, let's talk about how sexy you are, man, damn, she was on there, and she was looking good. And I'm so tired of everybody talking about that. Can we talk about something else about why, you know, what's thinking they mind a little bit, because there's a reason why they're successful, and if they're successful because it's the mind process that's going behind it. It's not just them that's looking good. Anybody can look good. I can go find a bunch of chicks that look good outside right now. It's how they market themselves and what the brain power that's falling behind to make sure it happens.
Which is true, too, but it's like, come on. People keep forgetting that this is entertainment, which is meant to... Entertainment is a fantasy. It's not real life. And what's so funny to me is people actually... I actually have men that actually seriously feel like the way I look in my pictures, like, naked and stuff, I go to the grocery store like that. Like, come on. Like,
wow, really? Get the heck out.
No. Like, you know, when I'm in a relationship with my man and stuff, you know, because I was raised and taught that you got to look sexy no matter what when you got a man. Like, when you're looking for a guy or when you're, you know, when you're single and stuff, the challenge doesn't start until you get a man. And the more of the challenge is up some when you have them, because now you got to constantly, like, keep it spicy, keep it hot, keep it fresh, because you got a lot. Nowadays, you got a lot of females that don't have respect for, you know, that this guy's taken, and you do have guys that are acting so tempted or feel intimidated by an attractive, intelligent woman that they feel like, well, you're so beautiful and you're so this, so why are you with me? And it's like, because I'm with you. That's it, plain and simple. I could be with anybody, but I choose to be with you, so don't do stupid stuff, you know? But,
right.
I don't know, it's crazy.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick summary. And we'll be back. We come back. We're going to open the phone lines. That's when people are lighting up the phone lines. Like, let me in. It's going to change. All right. So we're going to come back. We're going to go to my girl, Red Shades from Boston. Love her so much. B1, Bean Town's finest. This is Give Me More. This is going to make my girl, Patrick Loca, give us some more.
Hey, my name's Red Shades. You may or may not heard of me, but I'm from around the way. Run away, girl, LL. And I only
only spit this one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money so late? So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because of grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah cause I swear the unity. Between all the legends and the new fancies, I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more.
What day it is, huh? Anybody? Hump day!
Hump day! Yeah! Oh, man, we back, man. That's my good Red Shades and Give Me More right here on Life to Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, special guest in the building, Tattoo Loca. All right, so I'm ready to open the phone lines. I see people lighting it up, trying to get it in the phone lines. We're going to go ahead and go to the first caller. All right, call number one, you're on the air with your boy City J and Patrick Local. Who we got?
Hello, man. This is Sean Kelly representing, man.
Oh,
it's good. It's good.
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
You see, you got her all excited. She about to scream. She about to break the phone lines.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
well, my girl, man.
That's my girl.
Well, thank you, Shaka. Well, you got a question for me?
I'm listening everything what you say, you know. I see you're doing your excellent work as usual, you know. And that's good. Keep it up. I'm proud of you. You know that already.
Wow. Well, it's so crazy because Shaka Dip is this up-and-coming reggae artist out here in Florida. Jamaican reggae artist. He's really good. To me, he's like the next Elephant Man on steroids. Uh-oh. He's really, really good. Very talented guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I heard it. She put you out right there.
Yeah, y'all can find him on my page. Y'all find his information on my page.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I was just in the studio tonight working with Mr. Music Man, so I'm telling you, that one's going to be crazy. You don't hear nothing yet.
I love the island vibe of there in Florida, because we got a lot of support from there, always on the show from there. So I appreciate that, man. It's
yeah, man.
She
texted me since night the number, man. I just go right ahead. As she texts me, I call. So, you know, I have to represent, man. That's my friend. She support me in everything that I do, you know. She's a good lady, and I back her 100%. I have to call in, man. Anything I'm doing,
yeah,
they have to.
Well, Shaka, can I hold $100?
Pardon me, babes?
Now I said, can I hold $100?
You can get more than 100. You deserve more than that.
Remember, everybody, you heard Shaka say that. I'm going to update you guys if I got that money.
You can't hold me for that. Don't worry. You know, you get into it.
He made a point. I want to ask you that he made a good point there, which was supporting. You support me, so I support you. And how important, your outlook on that. How important is it to support those that have always been your big support system? What's your thoughts on that, Patu?
My thoughts. The crazy thing is, a lot of people. Growing up listening to, like, actors, singers, and stuff like that, and you would hear and find out later on in their career, like, man, I used to go to high school with all these other celebrities, and you're like, I would have never thought. Without that support, especially with the people that are in the same field or almost in similar fields as you, it's kind of hard. But when you have that type of support, it makes it much easier, because the times when you feel like you don't want to do it anymore, you want to give up on it, or you don't really care to do it, and everything, they're the ones that inspire you, because when you see them hustle or when you see them accomplish their goal or do better, you feel like I'm that close to it. I'm gonna reach it. So I'm gonna keep going with it. So it's just kind of crazy on how I took a sabbatical from doing reggae and hip hop, decided to relocate in Florida and see what can happen. And here I end up doing this radio station just off of photo shoots. And I'm like, damn, that is like spectacular. I would have never thought. I thought I would have just been like, bloop, off the map. Like, what happened to Patu? But, obviously, Patu's still, she's still doing good. They love Six Sisters. They love the Island Girls still. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. I told her, man, she's going to make it. I'm telling you, she's, although she's down, but she's always strong going up. And she don't make nothing but him, and that's a good thing. She always have a smile on her face. She never got a bad attitude. She know to present herself, and that's going to take her out in the world. You understand? And I told her that. She's going to make it. And as long as I make it, girl, you're going to be to the top. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you, guys.
That's a spell right there.
Yeah.
I'm feeling my chest, man. I ain't going home, man, I gotta act hard.
Don't worry, man. I told her, man, she's very supportive of everything, man. You hear she talking about the dagger, man, I'm the crazy guy around here, so,
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the thing is, if people think I do one thing, I do a lot of things. I'm a barber, That's what I grew up on, like, for 17, 18 years going. I dancing from I was young coming up. I used to do music when I was small. I couldn't sing. I couldn't put two and two words together. I couldn't do nothing, man. And, I got myself doing writing music. I don't have to write the music. I can go on stage and perform like that. You understand? It's like
yeah.
A gift.
This part is really good.
I can put anything I want to put together and do it.
That's right. So hang on, girl. I'm gonna leave you open. So I'm gonna sit right here. Got some got another caller, another person. Caller number two, you're on the air with your boy Teddy J and Patu Loca. What's up?
Hello.
What's up? Who we got?
Hey, my name is Ashana, and I'm a biggest supporter for Patu Loca. I've been knowing her for my whole life because I'm her little sister. I just wanted to call to show love, represent for her, proud that everything that she surpassed and everything she will become in the future. So I just wanted to call to show support.
Thank you.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Do you got any embarrassing stories you can share about her?
Oh, Lord.
The only thing I can say about her personality, other than her being very bubble and animated, she could be very dramatic.
What?
she could be over dramatic.
No. But let me tell you something.
That's pretty much her personality.
Leshana kunyala ukono guajani baton we. First of all, everybody. Every Women are made with sugar and spice and everything nice. I'm just made with sugar and spice. Well, I'm made with sugar, extra spice, and everything nice. That's it.
Everything Irish.
She gets the old blast. I love it. I love it. People feed it to my devilish side.
But yes. Despite that, in fact, that she's my big sister, I will always love her because she's always been there for me, and so I'll always be there for her.
Oh, she's about to make me cry. And I got my fake lashes on. I can't afford to lose them now. I need them for the rest of the week.
The sign of dramatic, you know.
See, that's good. I appreciate you calling. You know why? Because, you know, when people cry, you know, they get good ratings. I mean, you see it well for Oprah. When people start crying on Oprah's show, their ratings be going up, man. You know, I'm trying to, you know, you get the cry. People are like, yeah, man,
It's so funny because my sister, LaShawna, along with my other sisters, but mainly my sister, LaShawna, and my brother, Pierre, they're like my rock. They are like my strong, like family wise, my rock. Without them, I don't know what I would do. I couldn't even walk without them. I need them. I would prefer myself to go first before them, because without them, I don't know what I would do. That's how much they mean to me. Oh, shout out Missy. Hey, thank you.
Oh, wow. It took the radio station for her to say something nice to me, so that's good.
Wow.
Don't do it.
We give it to you today. She give it to you. She say, oh, yeah.
Girl, I'm trying to have my Kathy Ward
moment. Trouble. Okay, so... As we get to close in a bit, I want to put you on blast and find a couple of questions. So I'm gonna do my quick 5-question thing. If we do, I go. You got to answer really quick. You can't hold back. You got to get the first answer to come to your head. So
okay.
You ready?
The question's for me.
Yeah. So a question for you, Pat. Two. You got to be real quick.
Answer
the questions quickly. Yeah, you can't hold back. You got to answer the question. Press answer that come to your head. I got 5 questions. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, first one. Prickiest thing you've done.
You said what?
Prickiest thing you've done.
You know what? Got arrested by the cops for getting involved in some situation with my man.
Arrested by the cops. Do it. Do expound that a little. We wanted the quick answer, but that we wanted to, you got to go on there. That's just too general. What do you mean?
Well, me and my man had a romantic night. Ended up like getting this mom thought we was doing it, but we really weren't. It just fogged window because we were just making out. And Popo came. Luckily for my black cars that I call AKA my cleavage and boobs, I got out of it. You know, I got caught twice by the same cop and got away twice by the same cop. And I learned no more outdoor affections in that type of term.
Oh, God, arrested. Oh, man. That's, you know, it must have been that real, huh?
Yes, it was.
That real. Wow. Okay, that's kind of hard to follow. That's kind of hard to follow up. I'm ready to see.
I am a fiery person, and I'm a Scorpio at that to the core. So for me, I'm like a microwave. I'm not like an oven where you need to preheat. You press start, and I'm ready. Bam.
Uh oh. Say, da-da-da-da-da-da. put the quarter into the machine. She started.
No, it don't take a quarter. It takes a lot more than a quarter. But, like, only in a relationship setting. Like, you my man, I'm your girl. We've been dealing with each other for a while. But I don't do that whole, you know, preheat. You know how you got to do all that foreplay, 2-hour worth of foreplay? Nah. I don't need all that. We can just get down. Like, I'll give you at least 10 minutes. If nothing popping off, the kitchen is closed.
Yeah, she got to go. She pisses off. Get your clothes if you don't make some pop off.
Yeah.
With me, there's no drive-thru. It's home-cooked meal. So.
Okay. Question number two.
Okay.
All right. Favorite place to eat?
Favorite place to eat? My favorite place to eat is any, you know what? Hooters. I love Hooters. And I love going to places that are like Hooters because whoever I'm hanging out with, if the conversation sucks, it really don't bother me because I got my drink. I got my brew. And I get to watch the sports above their heads, so it looks like I'm looking at them and I'm listening. And when I get that excitement for every shot or every score, it looks like I'm excited about what they're talking about. So I love Hooters and places like Hooters or places that serve sushi.
Okay. Now, do you have a Hooters shirt? That's not even a separate question, but do you have a Hooters shirt? Because I know you go to Hooters.
Dirty mind.
You happen to have Hooters. You gotta have a Hooters shirt. That's not even right. You don't got one.
No, you know what?
That in.
I would love, you know, anybody who gets me a Hooters shirt, please get an extra large because I do wear a D cup for like for vitamin D. But no, I got a shirt that says "Got Milk." But I don't.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Y'all send me. Any t-shirt, let me tell you something. For all y'all t-shirt people that make t-shirts about thick chicks or chicks with real big titties, you send it to me, I will rock it. I'll do a photo shoot with it, and I will send it and post it everywhere. And as you already said,
I already
on it when it comes to promoting.
You're going to start some trouble now, right?
Just as long as my folder or any curse comes in, I'll rock it.
I'm going to send you a shirt right now. They would have been on your stuff. They would be on you.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt that says "Got Milk." That's, you know.
Wow. Okay. All right. Question number three. Who would you say is the worst? I usually ask your favorite, but I'm gonna be a little messy today. Who would you say is the worst music artist out right now?
The worst music artist right now? Worst music artist right now? I can't say. Because, to me, honestly, when it's dealing with music, everybody expresses themselves artistically in so many different varieties of ways. I can't say. I just really can't say. But to me, I know who are my favorites, but I don't know. I can't say. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. No,
I don't know. There's a couple I can tell you right now.
No, go ahead and tell me. I can probably agree.
This is the guy that was on the show. It was a guy that called on the show not to do his interview, but he was being funny. But this guy that called to the show, he was a stuttering rapper, and I cannot do it with this guy. He was a stuttering rapper, and he was stuttering about every freaking thing. I was like, "Wow, I can't do it tonight. I can't." Because the dude was thinking clear when he called in.
When I took the call line,
we started rapping, he's stuttering while he's rapping, and I'm just over here. They had to pick me up for crying so hard because I was laughing over here that much. That's how much laughing I was doing. I was over here like about to pass out.
You know what? I'm so sorry. You're right. I have this artist that I feel like, I don't know if she's an artist or not, but she was on that Thriller music video with Michael Jackson as his main love interest in that video. And I did not know until my girlfriend Lilith sent me the link on Facebook. But she, that same chick, did a song dedicated to Michael called "Do You Remember?" That video was, I was so horrified. I still to this day can't listen to Mike. And I love Michael Jackson. She was just so horrible. I didn't know what to say. I tried because I'm a person that I ride for people and I give them a shadow of a doubt because, you know what I'm saying? The underdog. But when I saw that video, I cringed. I was in so much pain. Even bringing my laptop to my sister to have her watch it. And she only could do 30 seconds. I should have won an Academy or an award, some type of bravery award, a Purple Star, for being able to sit through that entire 30-minute video, because it was like so long and it was horrible. The woman was old. She looked good, but she should have did like Milli Vanilli. She should have just lip synced that and let somebody else do the track, because it was horrible. It was freaking horrendous.
Okay, now, so you want two, three. All right, so number four, you know, today was your last day on Earth, and you had to make a quote that sums you up, that you want everybody to remember you by, what would it be?
Get fuck or die trying. I'm joking. the quote that I want people to remember me by is pay it forward is basically it. Do anything for anybody. You don't have to know them. Anything from opening doors, if they borrowing them some money, giving them a pair of shoes because you know they need it, or giving them a ride, things like that, pay it forward, because it always comes back to you. And at the same time, you never know what that person's going through. And when you pay it forward to somebody else, you just tell them to pay for it. That's what I would want people to remember me by, is no matter what, you always do right by people, whether you know them or not, because you never know. That person could be an angel, and you know, you don't even know that. That angel could have probably asked you for 50 cents yesterday, and you said, no, you a bum. And that angel, like, you ain't getting to heaven tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh, you could be that. You could be that person in that person's position tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't necessarily, like, anybody, today's society is so jacked, people are just so rude sometimes. It's like, there's nothing wrong with being nice, and there's nothing wrong with being considerate, because I'm from the old school. So anytime I see people are in need or whatever, I still respect my elders, I still open doors, I still say please and thank you, and, you know, watch what I say around adults and things like that, you know, and we need to get back to that, you know. But I would say my thing for I want people to remember me by, it's not get fucked and die trying, you know, but mainly by, you know, paying it forward, being nice to others, treating people with respect, whether you agree with them or how they live their life or whatever. It's not about you. It's about you being a better person for other people to be around you. That's what it's about.
There we go. That's leads to the last one, man. As far as for everybody to listen, you know, go back to Show Love to your website, on Facebook, Twitter, you know, how can they catch you? What's everything they can catch you at?
You know, they can catch me on Patu Loca, because, you know, I'm going to go on season 2 of Loca Chats Radio. I'm going to be working with this other guy, very inspirational guy called Melodic Mike. They'll be able to find him. I also have... they can find me on websites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Magente, VK.com. Like, I am all over the place. It's either Patu Loca, like PATULOCA, or it's Patu_Loca. But right now, I'm excited because I'm working with a lot of amazing people. People like Shanko Dip. I'm working with people like...
baby. That's so sweet.
Yeah, I'm working with people like... Frankie DJ Spy, hottest DJ to me, best DJ.
That's the best DJ for real.
Yeah, doing a whole lot of stuff. Like, so, you know, you guys need to stay tuned and things like that. And I'm trying to work on doing a video vlog where I'm basically, you know, doing just random videos of what's my random thought of my day. Because what happens in my life in one day is just so funny. Like, if I were on reality TV and people followed me on a day-to-day basis, they would swear that I had to pay people to do some of the things and say some of the things that they do. Because I just don't ever have a regular day. Never.
Welcome to my life.
Well, we should get together and do our shows together then.
For real, man. I'm telling you, this here, I think the stuff y'all see in VH1 is crazy. Every day for me is a freaking show, every episode, every day.
I'm telling you. Like, some of the stories I have with even going on dates, from going to shopping for buying shoes and stuff, is just ridiculous. Like, I've had dates that I literally, yes, Miss Loca has. And I'm telling you, this is the truth. I had horrible dates that I literally literally climbed out the window. And even I even fell into a trash can outside trying to jump out and escape from a date.
Wow.
I'm telling you, guys, y'all need to set your game up when it's talking to females, especially when it goes on a date. Don't think just because she's sexy and attractive, you can just, oh, I'm a fucker tonight. It doesn't work that way. Like, you still, you know, treat that woman the way you would want a man to treat any woman in your family is basically what you need to be doing anyway.
She's
but
respectful. You treat her right, she probably is going to keep you, so you play your cards, right?
You know, I've pulled it all. I'm lactose intolerant, so anytime I eat any type of dairy, I will blow it up and look 6 months pregnant, and I will tell that dude I'm pregnant, and he will not call me. I've done things the Dukes of Hazzard, like, you know, the TV show, how they would run and jump into the car. I didn't jump into, you know, moving vehicles after I called my friend to come get me, just to dodge a date because the date was horrible. I'm telling you, like, that's just a regular date. So, you know, now it's over because I'm not having to deal with that anymore as of now. But, you know, well, yeah.
All right. Well, that being said, I want to again thank you for coming to the show. It was definitely a pleasure having you. It was off the chisel.
Oh, thank you. I told you. I mean, bring it. Lay it on me.
I'm going to lay it on your forehead. I lay it on you.
My forehead?
I got to pick a random spot. I can't just lay you. Anybody just lay it.
But why can't you say, I'll
lay
it on
your forehead and sit there and say, shut up.
Like, why can't you say, I'm going to lay it on your knee or lay it in your ear?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be a little different, you know. Just lay it on your forehead to see, you know, then you got to, because then, you know, you got to think about, hey, now what you're thinking about is on your forehead, because now you got, it's directly connected to your brain now. So now you're like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about now. See how that works? It's perfect.
Well, no, because in my mind, I'm like, I've heard that so many times. I would have said, like, a knee, or I lay it on a thigh.
Lay in your nostril, laying on the beach.
No, I done met some weirdos that do that, yeah. Yeah.
Lay it on. Yeah, you go. Now you're going to have me start this game and try to figure out where to lay head behind your kneecap. You know, we gonna start making up.
No, let me tell you something. If you tell a girl, you know what, I'm gonna lay behind your kneecap, she gonna be like, that's brand new. She gonna laugh, and she gonna, that's gonna stick to her than the forehead, because she's like, I had a lot of people that said they want to put it on my forehead. You know, you got weirdos now, so they do the forehead. Forehead is like old school. It's so old school.
I'm gonna lay in your underarm, something like that. Something crazy. Oh, Lord, y'all finna have me on here all day, but, man, I want to remind everybody, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. And you can also check it out on iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. Look for the episode with my girl Back to Loca.
Yeah,
look for the episode, and you can listen to it over and over and over and over,
over again. Yes. And for for y'all freaky people, I won't get upset if y'all, you know, beating the meat and playing it at the same time and stuff, because you do. I'm shouting out for them weirdos. Sexy. Okay, I won't say weirdos because they might send me hate mail, but like those weird those. Now that I separate the words, it won't be so bad.
I know what you mean. Like, it's all right to be, you know, be turned on by you, but it's another thing to be, like, over the top with it. I understand what you mean.
Like, no more videos in my inbox, please. Please. No more. I still watch, but it's like, come on. But, I really had a great time with you, Setty J, and hopefully we get to do, you know, probably collaborate again in the near future.
Thank you so much for sneak through your show one time and come on and invade that place.
No. You know, when I have you on local chats, I'm not going to be as easy as you were on me. I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Your balls will sweat. Like, you're going to have ball juice in a cup. Like, damn, she done sweated me out.
I've been to my girl. See, my girl Chalk Mommy, she got the illest talk, some sex talk radio show.
If I can handle
Really good.
Oh, I can handle Patu Loca.
How you gonna handle me? You ain't never done. You never done with me, baby. We gonna find out. We gonna see.
Yeah, you gonna find out. I ain't the one. I ain't the one to play with.
Well, like I said, when I get you on the hot seat and everybody be in the lookout, because trust me, it's gonna come out really soon. I'm gonna have you probably on the show probably 2 or 3 times just to break just to break your back.
Oh man!
I'm gonna break my back.
I'm gonna break your back. You need to figure out which one is gonna be.
Wait, how old are you?
My back doesn't get broken very easily.
So is there a chiropractor in the building? But in all seriousness, I definitely appreciate you so much, Steady, and I'm So Divine and Dust Spot. Thank you guys so much for featuring me for the month. Like, I really, really definitely appreciate it. And thank you for the bio. Like, that is so hot. And I love, love, love this interview. This was so cool and everything like that. And like I said, all of you guys can find me, Patu Loca, and everything like that. And, of course, you know, I got to be hood, you know, and give a shout-out to Thank You, Shanko. Thank you, my sister Shauna, and all y'all Caribbean Island, and you know, people of all different ethnicity out there. I give a shout out to Carlito and Mossad. So, you know, talk to you guys soon. Thanks. You know.
All right. We have y'all now. You do everything you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, whatever J, or where there's a loca, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life to Death Live. Your boy, City J. We're going to see you tomorrow on the Dust Spot Radio Network for our show that comes on every Thursday. And that's On the Fly with Camacho, SJ, and your girl, Mina Alexis. They got comedian OTF on the show. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait to listen to that show tomorrow. We out.